This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Steve Jones Show here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. We're brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, NIL Game Changer, and Brewers Outlet in Sunbury. Had a fun show so far. We had a fun conversation with Phil Steele in the first half hour. If you missed that, make sure you check out the podcast when I upload it probably in about a half an hour to Spotify and to the Steve Jones website. And you can check out the links on there. You can get our podcast wherever you get your podcasts. So we talked a little college football in the first hour. I guess the other big thing this week, well, today is the sounds like the Philadelphia 76ers are going to sign Paul George to a four-year, $212 million contract. I am not a big fan of this move, but as I've told my friends and my brother, I don't have a better answer though, and I don't know what they do with all this cap space right now if they wouldn't sign Paul George. So I understand the move. He's the best free agent on the market. I think Steve's made his feelings known on the move and on Paul George as well. I just don't know. You know, I get they're getting him as the third guy with Embiid and Tyrone Maxey, who also is going to sign an extension. The rumors are today with the cap and cap juggling, some of this stuff might happen after they make some free agent signings. I think they're looking at signing Andre Drummond as well, but looking at a Paul George signing, you know, does this make this? Are the Sixers still the fourth or fifth best team in the Eastern Conference? Probably. I don't think this makes them. They might be more talented than the Knicks or the Celtics. I'm not sure they're a better team, though. It's one of those things where the Knicks and the Celtics have been built with a certain plan in mind, and they're, you know, obviously the Knicks are turning into the Villanova Knicks, but that's a plan that they've had, and it obviously worked out this season, and we're probably talking about them in the Eastern Conference Finals rather than the Pacers if they don't get so beat up at the end of that Eastern Conference semifinal with Indiana. And obviously what more can be said about the Celtics? So they're the championship team. They were obviously the best team in the league. Still one of the strangest phenomenon of the playoffs is how I still don't understand how everybody thought the Mavericks were going to win that series, and it seemed that people thought that was a foregone conclusion for some reason, but that's beside the point. But I don't think that makes the Sixers better than any of those other three teams, and I'm not sure they're better than the Bucks even with Paul George.
Paul George is a very good player. Paul George is halfway between just another player in the league and the all-star elite player he is portrayed to be. I've never understood, in all the times I've watched basketball, why Paul George was considered to be an elite player. Now, I think at Indiana, he did some marvelous things at Indiana. But since he's left Indiana, exactly what has he done? What's he done?
Get hurt?
I mean, I don't get it. Okay? At Indiana, first of all, he was out there playing, unless he got hurt, almost every game. All right? But when you look at what he's done, you know, I mean, he's played, let's see, with the Clippers, he played 48 games, played 54 games, played 31 games, played 56 games. Like, oh, geez. This year he played 74 as a contract year. Right? Shot free throws. Like, he shoots free throws like a wizard, by the way. You want to, I mean, down the stretch of a game, right? Down the stretch of a game, you need to put the game away. He's the guy that will put the game away at the free throw line. Right? Hard guy to foul. 2-point percentage is really solid, right? No question. His 3-point percentage is fine, too. But he's just, like, for the most part, he's just, he struggles to play well with others. How about that? And his numbers across the board. I mean, here's the interesting part, Todd. In the regular season, he's an 85% free throw shooter, 48% in twos, 39% in threes. All right. Now you get to the playoffs. We're down to 35% in threes. We go down to in the twos, and we're at 82% in, I mean, every number goes down the playoffs for him. Every number. And again, he did well. With Indiana, it's, but at Oklahoma City and the Clippers, he's just been above another guy. I don't know. I mean, this is, I look at him and he's not James Harden. He's not James Harden. But, you know, he's 6'8". I mean, that's the other part, too. He's a small forward, power forward, shooting guard. I mean, he plays all three. He's not James Harden. But, and are the Sixers better with him? Yes. Right, so that part I've got. Maxey, I saw Maxey's got, what, a $200 million contract?
Yeah, I think they have $690 million wrapped up in George, Embiid, and Maxey now.
Yeah, well, look, the NBA TV numbers are going to come up, and
I guess in their defense, they're all at 3 and 4 years, so this is kind of the last. This is obviously the last ride. If this doesn't work out over the next 2 years, mm-hmm. I think they probably blow it up again.
Yeah, it's possible. You know, you look at, you know, he's played 11 years, 19 series. The teams he's with have a 53-61 record. Okay. Yeah. Now, sometimes it's because, you know, like the first time they're with Indiana, they go out, they play the Bulls in the playoffs, they lose in five. Okay. All right. But they've got, you know, I don't know.
As much as it pains me to say this, it's not like Joel's proved that he's a monster winner either.
I have said over and over again, when everybody was ripping Ben Simmons and everybody's ripping Harden, I said, hey, wait a minute, why don't you look at your guy? Your guy in the biggest moments is what?
Usually hurt.
Okay. Antetokounmpo, biggest moment of his career, Game 7, NBA Finals, 50. Okay. Closeout game, NBA Finals. Right. Tatum got, what, 34?
And 12 assists, I think.
Right, and 12 assists. Jaylen Brown was great the entire series. I mean, like the biggest moments, the championship players played like championship players. Embiid has not been a good playoff player. He just hasn't. It doesn't mean he hasn't had a game in the playoffs where he's been great. I'm talking full body of work. Like, okay. And you need to find a clutch gene, man. Maybe being on the Olympic team will help him. And I mean that seriously. Maybe being on the Olympic team will help him.
I mean, I know the Raptors won the championship that year, but I mean the Raptors beat them in the semifinals in that year on Kawhi Leonard's shot. They were probably favored that year. The Hawks got them in the semifinals one year when the Sixers were favored. I mean,
the Heat,
like it's just, you know, of all the talk, it's you know they still haven't gotten to an Eastern Conference final yet since the process.
Well, and I'll give you another one. And it's this. Here's the difference between Paul George. And again, Paul George averaged 22.5 points, 5 rebounds a game, and the whole thing. But I watch him play, and every time I watch him play, I come out of every game I watch him, and I feel underwhelmed. Okay? I know what the numbers are. But I watch him play, and I don't sit there and go, oh, man. Right? I just kind of go like, okay, he's all right. And he's also 34 now, you know. You know, I think everybody looks like thinks he's a young guy. He's 34.
Well, I was going to say he was a late bloomer, too. He's not one of those guys that came out when he was 19.
No, he was not. Now, he played 2 years at Fresno State. He came out after his sophomore season. But are the Sixers a better team with Paul George? Yes. Do the Celtics have a better big two than the Sixers? Yes. Tatum and Brown are better. Oh, no, excuse me. They have rings, and in the biggest moments, I mean, they've been to the finals twice. They've been to the Eastern Conference finals. All think they're better. All right. I haven't even mentioned Porzingis yet. I haven't even mentioned Porzingis. See, what Brad Stevens did, which is what the Sixers are attempting to do, which is what Bob Myers did with Golden State. And let's go all the way back to the Dream Team in 92. What was the important factor with the Dream Team? The important factor with the Dream Team was not just to put together a collection of the greatest players, but to put together a team that included the greatest players. So we've got the greatest centers at the moment. We have the greatest power forwards at the moment. The greatest centers. They did it positionally. And some guys have to take a back seat to others. But when it's their moment to shine, they shine. So everybody knows the Celtics have Tatum and Brown. Great. And this is where Brad Stevens did a great job. He changed the dynamic of the team by bringing in Porzingis. He was able to get critical starters that play differently. Drew Holiday, former Sixer, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Didn't Jimmy Butler a former Sixer?
Yes.
Okay, just thought I'd mention it. No. But what he did was, and I've talked about this before, Brogdon's like Tatum and Brown. Smart's like Tatum and Brown. I got it. Now, we've talked about that. Porzingis is completely different. And in the NBA is the modern big man in the NBA, the inside-out player. And he then picked up, before that, Derek White from San Antonio, former first-round pick. But he made the trade a couple of years ago and got him in there. And White does all the little things that help you win games. He's a really good defender. When you need him to make a shot, he makes a shot. When you need him to feed somebody, he feeds somebody. Holiday comes in, he's a terrific defender. Right? Who's going to take Kyrie Irving? I'm sitting there going, well, it's obvious it's going to be Drew Holiday, and guess what? He's going to do a good job on him because Holiday's really good. And he did. He did a fabulous job on Kyrie Irving, except for one game. Kyrie had a great game 4, but that's the only game he had against the Celtics where he played well. Holiday did a good job of taking care of his part of the court against him. You know, then they bring off the bench Hauser They can use Tillman if they want. They've got Al Horford. You know, he was up there in age now. But in the minutes that they give him, he's effective. They don't overload him. But Horford is just a pro's pro as a player. He's so smart. Okay? And then they got Pritchard. See, this is where the Sixers are struggling. The Sixers keep going for the big pickup. That's fine. If I'm sitting in the Sixers, I'm thinking, who's the best player available out there? It's Paul George. Okay, I've got that. So that's understandable. So they got Embiid, Maxey. They did the right thing re-signing him. Again, it gets to the point with the numbers, Todd, I don't care. It's not my money.
No. Okay.
It does get to that point, like, okay, so I'm just talking about team makeup. The problem they have is that roster spots 3 through 8 don't fit. Harden didn't fit. Simmons didn't fit. Because Simmons, I mean, is when you got a guy not willing to take wide open shots, you have a problem. I have a problem here. He won't take wide. I mean, I'm talking like 2-point shots. Well, like, there's a problem, right? You've got a guy that's your star, that is phenomenal in January and February, and is less than what you hoped he would be when it comes to April and May. I don't know if it's fatigue. I don't know if it's the mental grind of it. The injuries certainly have played a role as to where he is, but he's not been a consistently good postseason performer. Doesn't mean he hasn't had some postseason games that are really good, but he has not had consistently good or solid postseason performances. Now, Maxey has. Maxey's a good player. I like Maxey a lot. I think Maxey's really good. But they have had a lot of trouble filling roster spots 3 through 8 because you have to make a team as opposed to the star system.
Well, it looks like one of those guys is not going to be Tobias Harris. So,
and Tobias Harris is a guy that they thought for years was going to be that guy, and he hasn't.
No.
And George is a better player than Tobias Harris. That's an easy statement to make. It's, you know, as fact gets. And that's, you know, I don't know. Are the Sixers better with him? Yes. Is he the answer? Boy, I'd be...
I hope I'm wrong, but I would say no.
They're better, but are they better enough? No.
No.
I don't think so either. So, you know, that's...
I'm guessing Mr. Cotrillo will have more to say on this tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
Unless something really weird happens with the Yankees tonight.
No, they'll lose again. So that's fine. Yeah, the Yankees haven't been playing well lately, have they?
No, the last I saw it was 10 of 13 they'd lost.
Yeah. Boy, Giancarlo Stanton makes that kind of difference.
I don't think it's just Giancarlo Stanton.
That's a joke.
I just mean there's a lot more than that.
Yeah, that's just a joke. All right, we'll take a break. This half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com and News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Hi, this is Steve Jones. Join me on Wednesday, August 7th at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club for the 33rd Annual Truman H. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament. Get your four-person scramble team together to support the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. There are loads of prizes, including hole-in-one, closest to the flag, longest drive, and more. Call 570-556-4191 to get registered and then join me and Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation Wednesday, August 7th at the 33rd Annual Truman H. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
It's 4th of July week. Time to stock up. Big weekend, long weekend, Brewers Outlet type of weekend. Imports, domestics, microbrews. The best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks, lots and lots of snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and not every day. Six great flavors of slushies. Pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All this, by the way, for a 4th of July weekend. Yeah. More than halfway through the year now. It's tremendous. Yeah. Looking forward to the second half, which includes lots of football.
I just want to get through this month, and then I'll be ready for football.
Is this month difficult for you, or just are you just waiting?
No, we have. This is the month I have to do all my football preview stuff.
Oh, just throw some names out there. It's no big deal. Nobody will know.
It's just a whole magazine.
I understand, but you know, it's a bunch of names. You know. Everybody will be fine.
Just so the right names.
Oh, yeah, I didn't say make them up.
Nah. I don't need to anger moms this early in the season.
Oh, no, you do not. You know, it's funny because you do bring that up because I've talked about this with my classroom. I said, look, one of the things you have to do is I talk to them about pronunciations all the time. Because I said that right away, if you're botching pronunciations, or in your case, misspelling them in a publication, right? That immediately hits your credibility. And I said you guys don't need that. I said you already have youth working against you. Okay, you have youth working against you. at this point. I said, so people are looking for an excuse to see whether you're legitimate or not. And I said, you need to eliminate all those possibilities, all of them. I said, and one of them is like doing some of the simple things. I said, it sounds so simple to say, hey, make sure you pronounce everything right. Make sure you pronounce everything right. Make sure you pronounce every name right. That sounds like, well, of course, that's simple. No, that's actually the way it is. Right? And that's something that, like, it's just one of those little things, but it's under the category of take care of the little things, big things take care of themselves. And you, I mean, with you, I mean, how many names you have to put in? How many schools do you have to put in the publication?
We have 13 core, and then we do, I think we do four other teams. So I think there's 17 teams in there.
Yikes. Is it all just football, or is it other sports, too?
No, it's all just football.
17 schools. Jeez.
Yeah.
It's kind of a long trip.
Yeah. Luckily, I can do most of it by phone, but still.
Well, let me ask you something. It's always been, until recently, the ability to say, okay, they lost this player, and they've got these guys coming up through the ranks, and blah, 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 right? In college, I've got to deal with the transfer portal. Okay, let's get to Ohio State. Okay, Will Howard's the quarterback. Got to put him in there. Okay, what were his stats at Kansas State? Caleb Downs, he's now in the secondary. He transferred in. Quinshon Judkins from Ole Miss is now one of the running backs. Okay, what were his stats at Ole Miss? That was easy for me. I could just cut and paste from the Ole Miss chart, right? Do you have to do much of that?
No, just because I cover all the same teams year to year.
Yeah.
I think I kind of...
There's not a lot of player movement or anything like that, right?
No. Especially now, they've really amended the PIAA transfer rules. If you don't transfer before your sophomore year, you have to sit out the playoffs for the most part, so...
Okay. Got it. Well, that's good. Yeah, that's a plus.
Yeah. It's not hard. It's just more the volume of work than anything. It's a lot of writing sometimes.
Yeah, no, I can understand that. That part I do understand. But it is a lot of writing, though.
Yeah. When we used to do like the insert into the section, you just do everything in August. But now, since it has to go to like a magazine publisher, everything has to be done by about mid to late July.
Yeah. Huh.
And then, honestly, my biggest worry is, you know, somebody gets hurt after it's published, and then you look. I mean, it's not anything you can control, but it just looks weird.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Well, so you have to worry about Paul George now and the team is a free agent? Oh, it's only 17 players. You're good.
It's a distraction.
It's a distraction. This show's a distraction for you. This show's a distraction. Come on. You know that.
Kills my afternoons.
Oh, I wouldn't say that about the show. I don't want the show to kill anybody's afternoon.
In a good way.
Okay.
I'd just be bored right now anyway.
So this is erase some of the boredom?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All right, so the Sixers get Paul George. Now, Hartenstein ended up going to Oklahoma City, so it's an $87 million deal. I think he's a good player. The Celtics, by the way, extended Derek White on a $126 million deal, 4 years, $126. You know, and again... He was like, look at the money. I don't care about the money. It's not my money. Here's a guy who has hit 38% of his threes, then last year hit nearly 40%. Oh, and by the way, hit better than 40% of his threes in the playoffs. Okay.
Played great in the finals. I mean, in the big moments, he played well. See, once you get your core starters taken care of, how do you fill in around them? I'm talking about your top two or three. See, that's been the problem with the Lakers. They haven't filled in well around LeBron and Anthony Davis. Reeves has been good. You know, Hachimura can be good, but okay. And by the way, Phil Steele and I were talking about Utah football. Kyle Whittingham, who has not set a retirement date at all, has not. A lot of people thought he was going to retire after the Rose Bowl against Penn State. He did not, and he's still very much there. But they have put in place a succession plan for the time that he does decide to step aside. And Morgan Scalley, who's their defensive coordinator and a really good coach, is the guy that they named. So they made that announcement today.
That one was not strange, but it always reminds me of, didn't they say that about Mike Hopkins at Syracuse?
They did, and he waited.
And he never left.
And the Washington job finally came up, and he took the Washington job. I don't blame him. He wanted to be a head coach.
I didn't realize Kyle Whittingham was that old.
Oh, Whittingham's been there. This is going to be his 19th season? And he was an assistant before that.
One thing I have noticed as I've gotten older is how much time has compressed. I would have guessed 30 times before I realized he's been there that long.
Yeah, no, it's... Now, what helps in me saying that is I've had to prepare for Utah. So because I had to prepare for Utah, I was like, okay, so that's how long he's been there. Okay. You know.
Like, I'm not sure I would have guessed that he was, like, that means he was Eric Weddle's coach, and I'm not sure I realized he was there that long.
Right. No, exactly. No, it's exactly right about that. It's just, that's how long he's been there. And he's got a good team. With Cam Rising coming back this year, that's big for them. And I know it's Rising's seventh year? I think it's his seventh year. But with all the injuries. But that's a quarterback that... It's an intangible that you have to watch a guy to see whether they have it or not. But he's got quote moxie.
I mean, as long as like the knee isn't shredded, you know. Obviously, as long as he's been out, it was a pretty serious knee injury. As long as as that's pretty okay, I think they should be. I don't disagree with Phil. I think they have a real good shot at that 12 team and making at least a little noise.
Oh no, they can win the Big 12.
Yeah.
That's not an issue. They can win the Big 12. I have no qualms about that. Winning the Big 12, to me, they'd be the favorite to win the Big 12.
Yeah. July 1, don't you have to pick Colorado?
For the first month.
Yeah.
For the first month. After that, I don't have to pick Colorado for anything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and again, Colorado's one of those teams. Just on Colorado, you know, they get so much attention. I understand that, but the deal with Colorado is quite simple. They have so many changes in their on their roster all the time. It's very hard to tell how good they are.
He does the same thing in his coaching staff, too.
Yeah, oh, I know. Oh, I know. I'm just saying. It's like, really? It's hard to tell. Like, how good are they? All right, well, I'm not sure. Because you don't know. We know about his quarterback.
We know about his quarterback. That's his son. And guess what? I mean, that kid is, in my opinion, tough as nails. Right? I mean, he's a good quarterback, but he's tough as nails. Same thing with his son on the other side. Son on the other side, you know, is Shiloh, very good player, and Hunter is a tremendous player. Okay, so we got all that. That part we have about them. But it's after that we just don't know about them. We just don't know. And it's interesting. For as little as we knew about Colorado last year, on this show we said in September there'd be something, but by mid-October we'd have the story on them. We got to mid-October and we had the story on them. They weren't that good. And I think, to the credit of Deion Sanders and his staff, they understood they weren't that good because they did a really great job in the opening part of the season of masking their deficiencies. But the problem is, as you're masking deficiencies, which is what you have to do that. The problem is, when you're masking deficiencies, you start playing games. And guess what? After you start playing games, what happens? Everybody has video. Now they see your deficiencies. And they start taking advantage of it with better personnel all over the place. And you can go to Oregon like they did, and in the pregame, mouth off, swagger, and the whole thing. And then a team looks at you, and they can't wait to knock you on your backside. And Oregon emphatically knocked them in their backside. Emphatically. Because, for a simple reason,
they couldn't block me.
they aren't that good.
Yeah.
They aren't that good. That's the problem. Not good. So, and you know, you look at the end of the season. You know, I think it was a game I was watching with USC, maybe. And Shedeur Sanders kept getting knocked down. I mean, I'm talking hard hits. And that guy kept getting up and getting up and getting up. Right? Now, people were wondering, what about drafting him? I'll tell you right now, I take a long, hard look at drafting him. He's a good player, a really good player, and he's tough.
That first month when he had time, he was as accurate as anybody in the country, too.
That's right. So that's the part you love. What he then showed was, mother of me, he is tough. That is one tough dude. And you can't put a price on toughness. I mean, that's, we look at the Mannings. If you ever watch Archie Manning with the New Orleans Saints, he got his butt kicked over and over again and kept getting up and kept making plays. So, all right, take a break. Wrap it up in a moment. You're on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The home of the corner office, which is the home of the soup.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of
patronage.
You want a unique way to display your brand. You need a team of seasoned experts to work with. You want to reach customers who buy. You want NIL Game Changers, a versatile consulting agency powered by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents. NIL Game Changers will help you build powerful relationships with customers through compelling stories, with student athlete influencers as your leading edge. Finally, we'll equip you with the right media to drive your success home. NILGameChangers.org, building meaningful relationships with your customers.
Sixers signed Paul George. We looked to check at Wells Fargo about the lines for season tickets. Appear to be a bit short.
Yeah.
I think if you're going to sign somebody, that, you know, you have to. For them, they have to do it. But, you know, you've got to build a team. That's one thing that the Sixers have not done a great job. Now, the Mavericks are going to get Klay Thompson. It's a 3-year, $50 million deal. George gets 4 years, $212 million with the Sixers. Meanwhile, Tobias Harris in a mystifying 2-year, $52 million deal, really. Tyrese Maxey gets $204 million. 5-year deal. Maxey's a good player. I like Maxey. He's a very good player.
It's amazing how good some of those, how much better some of those Kentucky guards have been in the NBA than they are, than they were at Kentucky.
Yeah, well, you know, there's only one ball.
That's true.
And, you know, so sometimes some guys have to kind of check their game into the door to fit into the team concept, which at Kentucky you have to. Plus, you have to play defense at Kentucky. I mean, John Calipari, everybody can talk about all his one-and-dones, so and they can complain about him all he wants. But John's a defensive-oriented coach. If you can't or you're not willing to play defense, your playing time's not going to be there. Then all of a sudden you get to the NBA, and, you know, you get into a different system, and suddenly you can score. Okay. Well, everybody knew you had talent. That's why Kentucky recruited you. But... but Paul George. So,
yeah.
He's one of the top wings out there. There's no getting around it. It's just, I'm not a big, I don't know.
I don't know what else they do, because
I agree.
My other option in my head was a trade for Brandon Ingram at the Pelicans, but then you read right. Brandon Ingram's missed 100 and some games in the last 3 years, and that's no bueno either.
No, see, I agree with you on that. So what you get out of this is Tobias Harris goes to Detroit, Isaiah Hartenstein goes to the Oklahoma City Thunder, Maxey stays with the Sixers, Paul George goes to the Sixers. Klay Thompson goes to Dallas. Chris Paul goes to San Antonio. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope goes to Orlando. Jonas Valanciunas goes to Washington. James Harden agrees to stay with the Clippers. Kevin Love's going to go back to Miami. Bam Adebayo stays with Miami. OJ Anunoby stays with the Knicks. They also have acquired Mikal Bridges. So that's where it is on the official time you can sign guys in the NBA.